Caramel or peanut butter? That's the question on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
651-641-1071. That's the number to call to talk to our show, not to hear a song by Justin Bieber.
We'll sing to you if you want.
Caramel or peanut butter.
Beautiful. Why are we asking?
Because you... Okay, so here's the context. You can only have one in your candy from now on. I should clarify. It's not like you have a bowl of caramel or a bowl of peanut butter. That would be weird. Nobody would do that. I mean, some people would do that, but most people wouldn't. But if you had to pick one from now on, you can only have caramel in your chocolate, or you can only have peanut butter in your chocolate. Mm-hmm. Which one is it going to be? 651-641-1071. I think you and I are probably on the same page with this.
Okay, let's do it together. One, two, three.
Peanut butter. Holly.
100%.
Caramel.
Oh, always gotta
I might have known.
Someone like you.
I might have known.
It's good! It's good!
You'll be alone in your perfect home in Hidden Hills eating your caramel. No, I'm glad for you to have caramel in your candy, but I really, like Colleen, only want peanut butter in my chocolate if I had to choose. It's not that I don't like caramel. I will take caramel. I will eat caramel, but I think peanut butter provides so much more.
It's the best.
And the reason...
651-641-1071, caramel or peanut butter, which one do you want in your chocolate?
And the reason we're asking is because I found the story that is giving me life. Starting later this month, you can actually order a 2.5-pound box of Reese's peanut butter cups direct from the factory. And you may say to yourself, why would I want 2.5 pounds of Reese's peanut butter cups? I can go to Target and buy a bag right now.
Yeah, why would you want 2.5 pounds?
Well, thank you.
Will they apply it directly to your waist?
apply directly to your butt. not that area. You know what I'm saying.
To your butt.
Because apparently, supposedly, these come directly from the Willy Wonka Hershey's peanut butter cup factory. Reese's. So these are coming direct from the factory. And actually, apparently, supposedly, the peanut butter is like moister and like fresher. Like everything is fresh right out of the package versus like sitting in a warehouse somewhere for 6 months before you get your lips around it because it's been in transit forever. So, according to all sources,
I think it would be worth it to try this,
right?
I mean, you know what we should do?
Order a box.
When does this start?
You can pre-order now, and then the order ships, I think, on the 29th of the month.
Okay, here's what I want to do. We're going to do this. We're going to order them. We're going to order them direct. The day we get them, we are going to taste test them against store-bought...
Oh, that's a good idea.
...peanut butter cups, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we can see if there really, truly is a difference from the fresh ones and the stale ones.
And it does say they sell out fast, so we should probably tickety-tock. Anyway, so that's why we're asking 2.5 pounds. And then I spent a lot of time on the Hershey store, and you can buy all sorts of candy direct.
Apparently, peanut butter cups are going to do like straight up peanut butter cups. The chocolate part will be peanut butter.
I've been reading about that and I don't hear good things about
that's
that.
Just too much.
What?
Too much peanut butter.
I'm sorry. I eat it directly out of the jar.
Who controls the mice?
Anyway, I do understand where you're going with that, but I go back to the truth that peanut butter is the superior insertable in chocolate.
Agreed.
We call it an insertable. I don't know. What do we call it?
Is that what they call it in the business? 651-641-1071. Peanut butter or caramel? Any callers, Holly?
No, nobody has an opinion.
Rude.
What?
I will say that we got a tweet from dear listener Panda who said caramel, always caramel. Or caramel. I don't know how she pronounces it.
You know how I don't like fruit in my chocolate? Right? Like, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
You don't like chocolate fruit combo.
The place where I appreciate caramel for all that it is more than anything is on, near, or around an apple.
Oh, okay.
right? So like for me, like that's a fruit experience, a fruity experience.
Sure.
But I don't love it with chocolate. It's fine. I don't dislike it with chocolate. I'm not going to like not eat it. I'll eat it. But peanut butter really sings with chocolate.
If I were going to make the case for why I think peanut butter for me is superior to caramel when it comes to candy, is that caramel is simply a magnifier of flavor because it's just sugar, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just going to like make things super sweet, and which is not bad. Like, again, it has a place. But like peanut butter to me adds a depth of flavor to your candy experience.
Tell me more.
Because there's a salty component. And don't tell me salty caramel, because it's just caramel with the salt on top. See, I can't even pronounce it. Like, which is it? Is it caramel? Is it caramel? I don't hate caramel.
I just have always said caramel. Caramel sounds like
caramel.
A place I want to visit.
Caramel.
We've got a couple people who want to weigh in.
Perfect. Who do we want to talk to first?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer, peanut butter or caramel?
Peanut butter, hands down.
Yeah.
Right? Put my hands down in the peanut butter. Right. Thank you.
Well, you do if you take a dark chocolate bar and dip it straight into the jar, which is what I do all the time.
Yum. Yum. Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, what's your favorite combo of chocolate and peanut butter?
Dark chocolate. And if you haven't had the dark chocolate peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's, I encourage you to try them.
No, I haven't. They're
superior to the Reese's Pieces. I hate to say that, but they are.
Oh, no. That just feels like a real gateway. Like, I'm a little nervous about that. Okay, well, duly noted.
It tastes like real peanut butter. It's not overly sugary or anything, and they're fantastic.
Thank you for your call.
I do love
it. Who do we have? Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say quickly, I do love the middle of a Reese's peanut butter cup, but I do also just appreciate plain peanut butter with chocolate.
Did you ever buy the Reese's peanut butter? Like, I don't know if they still sell it, but you can actually like buy the peanut butter that
I've never
uses.
Had it.
I know that
the filling in Reese's peanut butter cups is sweeter than a typical peanut butter, so I don't think that would be very good alone. Like, I mm-mm. think it's only good in the combo.
Are you a Skippy or a Jif?
Peanut butter?
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Well, no, I know you don't buy those. But, like, if you had to choose between Skippy and Jif, which one are you choosing?
I don't know that I would know the difference.
Okay. I'm going to pretend I didn't ask. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Annie. Let's go to Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Is your preference caramel or peanut butter?
Peanut butter, no doubt. And the best way to do it is if you're having ice cream and you go to heat up the hot fudge sauce in the microwave. You put peanut butter in there and melt them together and then put it on the ice cream.
That sounds nice.
Okay. I'm here for that. Thank you for your call, Annie. That's almost like what I do with ice cream. You know,
you just put peanut butter in the microwave, right?
Yep. Yeah, like 10 seconds, just the peanut butter first, and then you scoop the ice cream on top of it, and then you just like dig down. Ooh, it's so
good. You know what I like is peanut butter magic shell. Oh, my God.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, my God. They have Reese's peanut butter magic shell, and it'll change your life.
Is it just peanut butter? It doesn't have any chocolate
in it? No, it's chocolate peanut butter. It's like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's life-changing. If you like.
When we come back, peanut butter. And if you don't like
peanut butter. I don't like you.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to revisit Hillary Baldwin. Because she's gotten real busy on the Instagrams. We'll tell you what she's up to after this on My Talk 107.1. Oh, Hillary Baldwin. What are we going to do with her? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
What's Hillary doing over there on her Instas?
Well, I'm just, you know, I have like 7 kids, but I spend a lot of time on Instagram because I'm very busy.
And what about Twitter? Is she on Twitter?
I don't know if she's on Twitter. I don't think she is. But she is on Instagram, you guys, and wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's got some feelings. And I really encourage you, if you have nothing better to do and you just want to feel better about your choices in life, go to Hillary and Alec Baldwin's Instagram accounts, because they're having a moment. And now, a lot of what's on Hillary Baldwin. Okay, so why are we talking about Hillary Baldwin?
Because Why are we talking? I mean, that is like the million-dollar question.
Well, now we're
the reason the first time we started talking about her was because she like pulled off a decade-long grift and pretended like she was from Spain.
Yeah,
and then we all found out about it, and we were like, "Hold the phone!" Actually, when I say we all found out about it, I mean the internet sleuths did what the internet sleuths do and presented us with the evidence that this woman, in fact, never has actually lived in Spain. Blah blah blah. Do your own research. Next. Okay, today we're talking about her because the other day she posted a picture of her family and she's got all these children with Alec Baldwin, and one of them was just born 5 months ago. And then she posted a picture with another new baby and was like, "It's our family." And people were like, understandably, like, how did that happen? Where did that baby come from? Which is not necessarily anybody's business, but you can't be surprised when people are curious about math.
Mm-hmm.
So then people asked questions and had things to say, and then there just is a whole thing going on. So what's happening?
There's
now?
A lot. They're really good at what they do, which is setting fires in the pop culture landscape to get attention, and they continue to do this. So now, but my favorite, this exhibits one of my favorite behaviors on Instagram, wherein you give people advice or you express something to people and claim to want to be helping humanity, and then you turn off the comments because you don't want to hear what people have to say.
Oh, geez.
Right?
Oh, gosh.
So she, and I would encourage you again, like I said, on your own, just go to Instagram. Now you're going to see a lot of cute babies. I will give you a heads up just in case you are going to see like
gorgeous children.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they do.
Stick a pin in that though, because I got an opinion about that too. Go.
Let me just read you one particular quote from a couple days ago. She quoted Goethe. I just don't know that Goethe is one of those people that Hillary Baldwin probably spends a lot of time reading, but she found a quote she liked and then posted that on Instagram, which is also one of my favorite behaviors. And I would like to just read you a little bit of this quote, and you tell me what this is supposed to mean. Like, what's the point of this quote? Holly, do you have like a background
music? Do you have any Goethe music?
Goethe music? I don't even know what I should play. What should I play?
Just anything inspirational.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
Albert Einstein.
The caption is simply, which also, by the way, 9 times out of 10, ladies and gentlemen, do your homework. Those are fake quotes. That's why I'm saying I don't even know if Goethe wrote this. But she wrote in the caption, Goethe, and then, "We go high," which is just basically she's middle fingering everyone.
Oh,
well, I'm saying she's putting that was a weird choice of words. She's putting a middle finger up to everyone.
And that's the thing. Okay, so that's the thing that frustrates
me the most. And she turned
the
comments off, by the way. So
of course she did.
She has opinions
because
that
she's
you
going
can't
high.
Share.
And going high means not listening to anybody else, right? Yes. Because you know. So this is what frustrates me. Listen, don't even get me started today on this behavior. People do it with all kinds of books. All kinds of books.
Yeah.
They find a quote that they like and they don't know the context of it, but they're like, this says the thing that I want the world to know about who I am.
Instead of just saying
how I'm going to approach this. And then they post it on the Insties and, girl, that's not what that... I don't know, like you said, Bradley, I haven't been studying my Goethe lately, but if indeed that is actually an attributable quote to Goethe, I don't know that this was a quote that was written for the moment where the public, who you, by the way, have invited into your life by posting pictures of you pumping and drinking wine while your husband does dishes and all of your babies all over the place. Like, you've invited everybody into every nook and cranny of your life. I don't think Goethe wrote that or said that to be the thing that is pushed back in the faces of people who paid attention to you because you wanted people to pay attention to you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Like, it doesn't apply.
No, it doesn't apply. And also...
Not even directly to the forehead.
Even directly to the forehead.
I went to quoteinvestigator.com and it says, that even though Goethe gets credit for this passage, they've not found any solid descriptions to him in German or English. So she can't even, I mean, girl.
Do your research, people.
She's so
extra. Don't make us do it for you. Don't make us do it for you. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, crazy, stupid, idiots, dumb people doing dumb things after this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida. And sometimes other places. England.
Oh, hey.
I believe that's how you pronounce it. England. A 50-year-old guy by the name of Jason Harvey from Romford, England.
Okay.
He got himself into some trouble.
Oh, no.
In the neighborhood. He got himself into some trouble, and he had to pay $3,800 in fines.
Ooh.
For this trouble that he got himself into in the neighborhood. Would you like to know what he did?
I would like to.
All that kind of trouble? Like, I know, like, sometimes neighbors complain when you don't mow your lawn frequently enough, mm-hmm. right? But that's not what he did. Or maybe like you don't shovel your walk.
Yeah.
That's not it
either. Or you play loud music.
That's what it was.
Oh.
But enhanced. It wasn't just the loud music that was a problem for his neighbors that made them report him to the police. No, it was ABBA. Unless, I don't know. I don't know what you get up to.
You don't know how, I don't know, you don't know what I get freaky to.
I don't know if ABBA's. I don't know if ABBA's your
dancing
sex music.
Queen.
But here's what he would do. At night, on Saturday nights in particular, he would fire up his home karaoke machine.
Oh, no.
And that's,
that's all you need to say right there. Home karaoke machine.
His ABBA on Saturday nights, repeatedly and loudly. And it was so bad that apparently he racked up, get this, 150 noise complaints for his bad ABBA renditions. One of his neighbors told reporters of this incident or collection of incidents, quote, "It has been a nightmare." Okay, I can't do it. I can't do it on short notice. What do you think I am, Gillian Anderson? "It has been a nightmare. I dreaded Saturday nights." It was so loud, and his singing was terrible. Apparently, it wasn't just ABBA. The cops also received specific complaints about the following songs.
Okay.
Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits.
Ooh, that's a good song. The Sultans of Swing.
Blue Monday by New Order. And my personal favorite, and my husband's and my karaoke jam, Islands in the Stream by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Wow. That's
he was in court this week. Songs. He was fined $3,800.
My favorite ABBA hit for karaoke when I used to do that. I don't do that anymore because I don't drink. And if you don't drink, you don't do karaoke. Or you shouldn't anyway. Was Thank You for the Music.
I actually would argue it's probably better to do karaoke.
Drunk?
When you're not drinking, because you probably sound a little bit better. No, okay.
But see, it's not
drunk when you're listening to it.
To me, yeah. Well, you certainly should be drunk listening to it, which is why I would hope you'd be in the bar. You know, like anyway. My point is, it's a much better experience for me. It was a better experience for me singing intoxicated. Because yeah. I thought I was Celine Dion on opening night of her Vegas show, right? But I thought I was.
Life is different when you have kids with karaoke, because, like, karaoke is a hot activity on things like vacations and in like resort spaces. So like if you find yourself with kids, it's a very different experience. Like you're, well, I don't know. I don't know what people get up to, but at my house, we're going to be, it's going to be a sober family experience.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and
I would hope
so. It makes it very different.
I just remember the only other experience I remember just being, you know, sold out crowd for karaoke performance was my coworker and I doing Bohemian Rhapsody, I think at the Chalet. I think that's what it was called in Roseville. There's like a, it's like a bar.
It's not an actual ski chalet.
No.
No, you don't have to ski in.
No.
You can just drive up.
And I just remember being so, like, into it, but, like, looking out at the crowd and being like, this doesn't make sense because people are not giving us the respect that we are entitled to based on our performance, as I thought in my head. But, again, that was only because I was inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out we probably didn't sound very good.
Does anybody sound good doing karaoke to Bohemian Rhapsody? Besides, I mean, besides Wayne and Garth.
But to me, it was more about like showing the energy and the commitment, because that's a song you just have to commit to.
You do. You just have to go all in.
Yeah. It's. Oh,
I'm
God.
Sorry. I'm sorry you didn't get the appreciation you deserved.
No, you know. Moment. I mean, that's why I got sober ultimately.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah. It was part of my journey. All right. Where was that? Sorry. It's not about me.
I was in England.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
England.
Now let's go to Panama City, Florida.
Ooh, Florida.
And I want to tell you about a guy named Dustin. Dustin White, 32. Now, he's actually from Georgia, but he was arrested across the panhandle at some point, which is part of Florida. You know, they got a panhandle up there. And police say that they caught him doing something wrong. Well, that's not a big deal in the world of crazy, stupid idiots. He must have done something really dumb. Let's just say he was arrested for grand theft, scheme to defraud, possession of meth, resisting arrest, violent connections with the incident. That's a lot, right?
Okay.
But it's also not crazy, stupid idiot worthy. Grand theft, big deal, right? We've heard those stories before. What's crazy, stupid idiot worthy? Well, this all
What's crazy, stupid, idiot worthy, Bradley?
Thank you for asking. This all took place at a Home Depot. Or I should say the culminating event took place at a Home Depot. Actually, a lot of Home Depots. It turns out he was a frequent flyer at the Home Depot. He loved to steal from Home Depot.
What did he steal from the Home Depot?
Some stuff. You know, like tools and wood. I don't know.
Like a drill here, maybe a screwdriver there.
Yeah. But that's not crazy, stupid, idiot worthy. What is how he stole these things. And actually, it's kind of genius if you think about it. Do you know how he stole this stuff?
By putting it in his pants.
Close. No, he put it in his apron. And when you say, why was he wearing an apron?
Why was he
doing a cooking
apron?
Show? No.
Was he was, doing a cooking show?
He was wearing a Home Depot apron. He was dressed as a Home Depot employee. So his thing was to go to Home Depot dressed as a Home Depot employee and put merchandise in the back of his truck and drive off.
Huh.
I mean, there's some kind of genius there, right?
Yeah, it's like dumb genius.
Mm-hmm.
But... That is, I will get, listen, sometimes when we do crazy, stupid idiots, we judge the thing that they did. And I will say, I would put that in the dumb genius category.
Yeah, no, definitely dumb genius. Investigators say he'd taken more than $1,500 in merchandise from the Panama City location alone, but they also believe he'd taken items from another location as well as some stores in Tallahassee. They say all three locations believe that he dressed like an employee. And it, you can just see how somebody would be like, you know, if you just act like you know what you're doing, who's going to call you out on it?
You got that orange apron with your name on it and you just march in there. Like, listen, that is like the best piece of advice that I was ever given, which is just always act like you belong places. Just, you'll never look like you don't know what you're doing if you just look like you, know what you're doing.
Like where? Give me an example of this. How does this work?
Well, okay. So like the dentist for office, example, like here's an example. This is a bad example because it's against the rules, but it happened. Oh. When I was in college, we were at a Dave Matthews Band concert and we really wanted to meet Dave Matthews. And the advice we were given was just walk into the backstage area like you belong there. And if you look like you belong there, nobody will question you. And it worked.
That seems dangerous.
It was. It was. I can't say that we were, I did not have a fully formed prefrontal cortex at that time in my life. And also, I believe that alcohol was made available.
Okay.
So
were you
there
arrested?
Were a couple factors. No, we met Dave Matthews.
Oh.
And he kissed us on the cheek and hugged us and was lovely and kind. And then
was he like, what the heck are you doing here?
Never, never. Weird. Literally was like, could not have been more delightful. And we didn't have a pass. We didn't. One of my friends walked up to him. He was like going around the room at a meet and greet talking to people. And my friend walked up to him and was like, hey, just FYI, like we don't actually have passes, but we wanted to talk to you and we're just over there. And at one point, when the people came to ask us where our passes were, he like was in the middle of a conversation with somebody else and waved the person down and was like, don't worry, they're fine.
Weird.
That's how belong there we looked like we did.
It's kind of awesome.
Looking
don't
like
do that, kids.
Don't do it.
God, especially in this day and age, I just feel like, oof, that's not going to end well. Somebody's going to get tased.
Well, I mean, let's be real. Like, you're not going to be at a concert to begin with right now. So for our final story, we are going to not tell it. And we will instead tell you stories tomorrow about crazy, stupid idiots. But now on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to ready ourselves for a game that we play every day at 2:45 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. It's called The Throwback
Live.
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.